This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It requires an investment and is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome to the show, Thursday. Thank God it's almost Friday. Big week for me. It's been a crazy week. So much going on. I thought I'd have a big announcement today, a business announcement to announce to all of you, but it's going to be another day at least. It'll either be tomorrow or Monday. So many lawyers involved in a big deal like this. Oh, my God. The legal fees must be $100,000. So many lawyers involved. Every line of every contract, and there's 20 different contracts to oversee before we talk about this actual deal. So we'll talk about it in a day or two, and a big business lunch today where I landed another giant sponsor for this radio show, as well as me being a spokesman for their company with ads all over the country. It's a large gun company. That's all I'll say. Wayne Root is about to become the spokesman for guns in the United States of America. We'll have more about that in the next few days as well. Let me tell you the biggest news stories in America. The reason I enjoy doing this show so much, this radio show on USA Radio, this TV show on Newsmax TV, it's because I get to determine what the biggest news stories in America are. When I watch ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, CNN, MSNBC, et cetera, and even Fox News, I'm never impressed by their choices of what's important for you to know. This is what's important for you to know, that liberals are freaking morons. That's the most important thing in the world you need to know, and they're dangerous. They're going to get us killed. This is how stupid liberals are. This is the best proof I've ever seen. This should be on every billboard in America. Liberal proving liberals are morons. Brain dead morons who are wrong about everything and are going to get us killed. A young American couple quit their jobs to bike across Central Asia. The couple, Jay Austin and Lauren Guggenhagen. We're posting about their adventures online. Jay wrote, "Evil is a make-believe concept," in one of his last posts. The couple wanted to share their open-heartedness with all the people they met on their journey. They did this journey to prove that evil is a make-believe concept, until the journey ended when they were stabbed to death by ISIS. I wonder what happens when you get to heaven and God looks at you and says, "You're the biggest schmuck that's ever come to heaven." I mean, are you two really that stupid? Two idealistic, liberal, naive morons biking in Muslim countries to prove that there's no evil in the world. It's a make-believe concept. And they got stabbed to death by ISIS. What were the last moments of their life like? What do you think was going through the girl's head, other than the knife? I mean, seriously, could you possibly be more naive? I'm sorry for all of you. It's a tragedy. It's sad. And yet, it just makes me go, what the... Both cyclists found with multiple knife wounds, murdered by ISIS. Whew. ISIS posted a photo after killing the American liberals. Idealistic young couple killed in an Islamic State-claimed terrorist attack while on a cycling trip around the world. Austin was a vegan who worked for the U.S. Department of Housing. I just have to laugh. I mean, there's no more easy way of identifying someone than saying she's a vegan. Oh, it's a he. Excuse me. Jay Austin, a vegan. Even better, a guy who's a vegan. He must have been really thin. Who worked for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. I'll bet all he wanted to do was help poor people get homes for free. And the gal, her name is Lauren Guggenhagen. A vegetarian. Oh, so one's a vegan, the other's a vegetarian. What's the difference between the two? Can anyone tell me the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian? It's like the difference between a liberal and a communist. There is none. They're both stupid. She was a vegetarian who worked in the Georgetown University admissions office. So they were both Washington, D.C. liberals. Ah, like born, raised, and stamped by the swamp. Did they have swamp tattoos on their arms while they were being stamped to death? Phew. They decided they were wasting their lives working. I've grown tired of spending the best hours of my day in front of a glowing rectangle of coloring the best years of my life in the swaths of gray and beige, Austin wrote on his blog. I've missed too many sunsets while my back was turned. Too many thunderstorms went unwatched. Too many gentle breezes unnoticed. The liberals make you want to vomit. The couple documented their year-long journey on Instagram and on their joint blog. As the New York Times put it, they shared the open-heartedness they wanted to embody in the acts of kindness reciprocated by strangers. You read the papers and you're led to believe the world's a big, scary place, Austin wrote. People are not to be trusted is the narrative. People are bad. People are evil. I don't buy it, he continued. Evil's a make-believe concept we've invented to deal with the complexities of fellow humans holding values and building... I just have to laugh. I can't even read this without laughing. Oh, my God. Liberals are freaking retarded. The complexities of fellow humans holding values and beliefs and perspectives different than our own. By and large, humans are kind. Self-interested sometimes. Myopic sometimes. Are liberals for real? But kind, generous, wonderful, and kind. I wonder what he was thinking as the knife plunged into his stomach and slashed his neck. And then he watched his girlfriend die and the knife plunged into her. How did he feel at that moment? Was he thinking of the kind, generous, wonderful people of the world? The Muslim kind, wonderful people of the world? Was he thinking, there is no evil as the knife squished through his girlfriend's eye? I wonder what he was thinking. However, Austin Guggenheim's dream came to a dream trip came to a tragic and gruesome end when they got to Tajikistan, I can never pronounce these names, Tajikistan, whatever the name is, a country with a known terrorist presence. They were riding their bikes through the country on July 29th when a car rammed them. Five men got out of the car and stabbed the couple to death. End of story. Just like a fairy tale you read your children. End of story. No, folks, in the real world, it's dog-eat-dog. And there are nice people, and there are very evil people. And thank God, there are nice people to fight the evil people. It's pretty clear. You know who the nice people are? Boys and girls? Republicans, Christians, patriots, people that love Israel, people that love Donald Trump. We're all here to save you from the evil people that killed this nice little naive liberal couple. They didn't know it, but Hillary was not going to save them. They didn't know it. But Obama was not going to save them. They didn't know it, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was not going to save them. It takes a Donald Trump with common sense and a little bit of violence in his heart to save you. End of bedtime story. All right, let's get back to the important thing that matters. Kudlow says, by far, Larry Kudlow, by far, the single biggest event this year is an economic boom. By far. It's not even close. The single biggest event of the year is an economic boom. He was on CNBC today. He says the current economic boom is the biggest event during cabinet meeting at the White House. Kudlow said, I'm looking at the media. I'm watching TV and other people talk about stuff that baffles me. But it's outside my lane. Here's the key point I made to the president. I make it to you today. I hope we all keep making it. By far, the single biggest event, be it political or otherwise, this year is an economic boom that most people thought would be impossible to generate. Not a rise, not a blip, a genuine economic boom. And everybody saw going back to the campaign. We've never seen income numbers like this. Again, after tax, after inflation, but policies matter. I mean, this is Kudlow talking. America's free market economy, ordinary people run our economy, entrepreneurs, that's the beauty of it, but policies matter. And when you change that switch, as President Trump has changed that switch, things are happening that a handful of us thought might happen, but I would not say it's widespread. So I'll just end, sir, and I appreciate the time very much. The single biggest story this year is an economic boom that is durable and lasting, and that most people thought was impossible, and they were wrong, and you were right, sir. Larry Kudlow. He's talking to President Trump, I guess, when he says, you were right, sir. And then Kudlow, to the Trump cabinet, said China's terrible economy is heading south. China's in major trouble, and that could be why the next article is headlined, the Dow posts the biggest jump since April after the U.S. and China say trade talks to resume. Why do you think trade talks are resuming? Because China is scared to death. China's like a little schoolgirl whose knees are shaking at the first kiss. First kiss from a boy, knees shaking, hands shaking. Stocks closed higher on Thursday on renewed hope a resolution to a trade dispute with China could be on the horizon. Investors also cheered strong quarterly results from Walmart and Cisco Systems. Dow Jones Industrial Average went up almost 400 points, 396 points, to 25,558, its biggest one-day jump since April, led by gains in Walmart, Cisco, Boeing, Caterpillar. S&P 500 gained 0.8%. NASDAQ Composite advanced 4%. S&P 500 closed 1% below its record high set on January 26th. I heard a lot of liberals say, oh, the stock market's been down this year. It's now an inch away from its high on January 26th. The Dow is about 4% removed from its all-time high. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow confirmed to CNBC Squawk Box earlier reports saying China and the U.S. will hold a fresh round of trade talks later in August, giving investors hope the two world's largest economies can solve an ongoing trade spat. Of course they're going to solve it because China's desperate. China needs us. China can't exist without us buying their goods. And if we slap tariffs on them, no one's going to buy them. If no one buys them, the whole China goes, bye-bye. Bye-bye. No more China. Do you understand that? Political earthquake. Trump approval ratings with black voters soars to new all-time high. 36%. 36%. I want to see if they tell you whose poll this is. His approval is up 19 points since last year. At this time, I believe this is a Rasmussen poll. Yes, it is. Rasmussen, they're always right. I keep telling you, always look to Rasmussen. Wow, in the last 10 presidential election cycles, the highest black vote for Republican was 12% for Bob Dole in 1996. If Donald Trump were to capture 25% of the African-American vote, he would win the 2020 election in a landslide. Wow, if Republicans were to peel off 25%, Democrats would be in the minority for decades. Right now, we're at 36%. When I get back, the most shocking IRS story you've ever heard in your life. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
War now!
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root Show, sponsored by Tangible Investments, the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers of Tangible Investments. We'll send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals, to receive your free American Silver Eagle. Call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit CII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the law bans taxes, our Constitution bans taxes, but welcomes guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. You know what I call that? Heaven. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. All right. Other big stories in the news. I'll get to the IRS story in just a sec. I want to mention Hillary Clinton applauds an 11-year-old who took a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance. It's amazing how much Democrats hate America. It's just amazing. And here's another great example of how stupid liberals are. A Yazidi teenager meets the ISIS captor who enslaved her. He's now a refugee in Germany. Aren't the Germans smart? They took him in. Won't he be a great citizen in the future? Once someone enslaves and rapes women, don't you want them just running around your society being future wonderful citizens? Young woman returns to Iraq vowing, "I will never go back." A Yazidi teenager who was enslaved by the Islamic State has moved back to Iraq after she met her captor on the streets of an area near Stuttgart, Germany, where he'd registered as a refugee. Ashwak Talo said she was walking home in February when she encountered Abu Humam, a former ISIS guard who had previously purchased her for $100. I froze when I looked at his face carefully, she told Bas News, a Kurdish agency. It was Abu Humam with the same scary beard and ugly face. Couldn't have said it better myself. The teenager said Humam immediately made threats, telling her, I am Abu Humam, and you were with me for a while in Mosul, and I know where you live, with whom you live, and what you're doing. She was kidnapped by ISIS in 2014. She fled to Germany, and then she saw the man who bought her for $100 walking free in Germany. He even confronted her. After talking to the German police, the officer told her the man is an asylum seeker just like her. Tala reported him to the authorities. German police said there's no grounds for an arrest, nothing they can do. He's registered as a refugee. This is the brilliance of freaking liberalism. And I almost used the other F word. Because sometimes you just need that word. Sometimes you got to just let the F word free. When you're talking about moronic liberals, you know, when you talk about who believes in women, who wants to protect women, it's Republican conservatives like me who want to protect women. I'd like to go through this computer article and stab him to death right here after what he did to this poor girl. But you liberals, oh, you're so for women. You let scum like this walk free on the streets of Germany, and you'd let him walk free on the streets of America if you could. You know you would. You'd love it to tell us he's a reformed human being, and he's a refugee, and all humans are the same, and there's no evil. Everybody's wonderful as you bike through Krakistan, and they stab you to death, whatever the hell they call that country with a stupid Muslim name. Wow. What a crazy world we live in. Are you people for real? This guy gets to breathe the same air as this poor girl. After she was raped and enslaved by this piece of human garbage. I care. Liberals don't care. Always remember that. Whistleblower makes shocking IRS insider trading allegations. We don't really have enough time to get deeply into this story. I probably want to save it for the top of hour number two, because you got to hear this story. But coming up in about a minute or so, we've got a break, and then we've got our guest, Omri Van Zyl. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, but he's calling in from South Africa. He's the executive director of Agri SA, meaning Agri South Africa, which promotes the development, profitability, stability, and sustainability of agriculture in South Africa. And he is going to be here to tell you what's really going on in South Africa, the farm seizure horror. The white farmers facing being kicked off their land with no compensation, left penniless, or killed, murdered if they don't. Sometimes you don't even have the choice. They just come on the land and they murder you. We'll have Omri Van Zyl calling in direct from South Africa when we come up next. Because I'm telling you, I'm the first guy in the country who figured this out, first guy in the country who's publicized this and talked about it nonstop on this show and on my TV show. In South Africa, there is a new form of apartheid, and it's against whites. And they're murdering whites in the streets, and they're stealing their land. When we come back, we'll talk about it with a South African. War now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News. Today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke was there. Now, Zinke also was out in California visiting some of the areas that were hit hardest by some of the wildfires. He spoke about what he saw and what we have to remember about everyone out in California and the firefighters.
We've had 6 deaths related, and we forget the firefighters. While they're in the front line, their homes and families are in jeopardy. Our hearts and prayers need to be with our frontline firefighters that are out there every day.
Music legend Aretha Franklin has died at the age of 76 years old. Fonzie Thornton was a backup singer to Franklin.
To be on stage with her and to be singing Chain of Fools, you know, the background part, chain, 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 and to be singing hoot, hoot, just a little bit. I mean, it's the dream of all dreams.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
We'll be right back.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you've seen the headlines of the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Department of Homeland Security, they've all reported that Russia's military might be able to take control of parts of our electrical grid. Let me ask you to consider, if your home had no power for several weeks, do you have emergency food supply to get you through? How about several days? How about several months? If there's no power, grocery stores would be empty and then closed. Gas stations would be empty and then closed. Think about it. You've heard me talk about the importance of having food storage. Whether it's a long-term power outage or natural disaster, rely on the folks at My Patriot Supply. They're devoted to helping hardworking Americans prepare and become more self-reliant. They sell dozens of emergency food kits as well as gravity-powered water filtration systems at MyPatriotSupply.com. Whether it's a power grid collapse, hurricane, earthquake, or something worse, protect yourself and build your food storage plan today. Do so at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. All right, so I told you I'd get to the IRS story. I thought I'd do it at the top of the hour, but we've got time now, and I want to get to it. We had a cancellation of a South African guest. We'll have him back at a later time, but in the meantime, whistleblower makes shocking IRS insider trading allegations. You've got to hear this. You've got to hear this, and you've got to understand this, because I made such a big mistake in my life. I've actually thought all these years that the reason government employees, not all of them, just like Donald Trump, what he said, you know, people from Mexico are bad, not all of them, some of them, but you can't let them all in because the bad ones come in with the good ones. That's all Trump ever said. He didn't say everyone from Mexico is bad. I've never said everyone at the IRS is bad or everybody in government's bad. They're not. There are some good ones, but there are some really, really bad ones that are ripping us off so badly, are committing fraud against us so badly. I want all of you to hear this story. I want you to listen like you've never listened in your life, because this is such an amazing story. The reason I'm wrong is I thought all these years government employees ripped us off with obscene pensions and obscene salaries and obscene health care plans the rest of us can't get. And, of course, they've got jobs for life. You can never fire them. Anything short of, like, them witnessing you murdering, bludgeoning 15 of your coworkers, other than that, you never get fired. In New York City, if you're a school teacher and they think you raped a child, you still get your salary. You show up every day to rubber room, put your feet up and read the New York Post for 9 hours a day, and then they have to pay your full salary. And they do it for years on end, and then you get your pension. It's the most incredible thing you've ever seen. But the real problem is pensions, because it's bad enough that every government employee wants $100,000 a year or $200,000 a year. But when they retire, they think they deserve that for the rest of their lives for not working. So I've always had a problem with all of that. All of that. That turned out to be the most minor problem in the world. The problem is that they're all thieves and criminals at the top. Not all the employees at the bottom. Matter of fact, most of them don't make that much money. The bottom of the IRS doesn't make a lot of money. But the people at the top are making millions and millions of dollars ripping us off with insider trading. Here's the story. This is a New York Post story from yesterday, from a guy I really respect, John Crudell. A whistleblower made this shocking allegation to me last week, he writes. The IRS was tipping off members of Congress to corporate takeovers so the elected officials could profit from insider trading. My snitch also charged the higher-level employees. The IRS also used that information to enrich themselves. This may sound crazy, but remember, up until a few years ago, members of Congress were allowed to trade stock based on information they got while performing their public duties. It wasn't until 2012, during Obama's tenure, that the practice was banned. But the difference between what had been going on legally until 2012 and what my whistleblower is contending is enormous. This is far more than insider trading. And this is at the IRS. You don't think this happens at every government agency? Everyone assumed that members of Congress were just profiting from things that they happened to learn while working on their committees. They might have learned that a drug was going to get turned down by the FDA, for instance, or that a company was sniffing around to see how regulators would feel about a merger. That was bad enough. I'm reading now from John Crudell's article in the New York Post. What the whistleblower alleges goes well beyond that and is quite frankly freaking mind-blowing. This is him talking, writing in the New York Post, freaking mind-blowing. Why didn't I bring these allegations to the proper authorities to investigate, you might be asking. Well, I did, and it was essentially told to get lost. But more on that after you hear a little more of what the whistleblower had to say in his own words. He said back in 2003 through 2005, a memo was created within the IRS noting
Who is permitted to participate in insider trading, says the whistleblower. The memo noted that all IRS employees in the executive branch and those one step below territory managers were permitted to participate. This is in writing. Just so you know, I spoke with this whistleblower a couple of times by phone, and he sounds credible. Plus, I was able to confirm he was with the IRS in the position he says during the time this is alleged to be happening. That's all I could check without subpoena power and without working with authorities, which I tried to do. I was below that rank by one step, says the whistleblower, who adds he was what they call a large case manager at the IRS. However, he added, as my evaluation showed, I was expected to inform my manager of any and all mergers. In fact, Mr. Whistleblower says he was fired for not doing so, was later retaliated against. That was a lot of years ago. And the only people who could properly look into something like this and hopefully determine it couldn't happen again, it couldn't possibly be true, are the Inspector General's Office of the IRS. That's who's supposed to investigate allegations of wrongdoing. So I called the IRS Inspector General's media contact, figuring I'd work out a deal. I'd give them some information, maybe convince the whistleblower to come forward, or give more details in exchange for an exclusive on the story if the allegations panned out. I got a much different response from the IG spokeswoman when I asked to speak with someone. Concerning, the IG spokeswoman wrote, as if I was already exerting too much energy. Concerning a tip from a reader of mine about IRS wrongdoing, I wrote back, not wanting to say too much till I got her on the phone. We get those on a regular basis, she countered. She wanted the tipster to contact the IRS hotline, something he doesn't want to do. All complaints are taken very seriously, she said. Huh. So I asked to stir up some interest. Is there an insider trading exemption for officials in the IRS? She still wouldn't talk with me. She said there wasn't such an exemption and sent me a brochure. Once again, thank you for contacting us. Let us know if we can help further. She hadn't helped at all, and I told her so. I'm amazed at the lack of cooperation I'm getting from you, I wrote, criticizing her laziness before finishing with, have a nice weekend. And she says, on background, sorry you feel that way. We're not lazy, just careful. And then she put a smiley face. Careful, he writes. Careful about what? About talking with the press? About doing your job? Now I'm ready to give you the rest of the story. Here's the whistleblower's accusations. Here's the juicier part of the story. So the one day I was informed of a merger between two big companies. I was the case manager on that audit. I refused to inform my manager of the merger. The whistleblower gave me the names of the companies. I took them out of the above quote to protect his identity. Well, that was a sad day for my career. The manager first produced a memo and then suspended me for failing to inform him of the merger so he could tell his supervisor, the whistleblower said. It seemed the supervisor had planned on paying off his home mortgage with the merger information to the tune of over $1 million, my snitch said. There's something you need to understand. The IRS places its workers permanently inside many large companies where they continually receive privileged information while doing audits. So there's plenty of money-making tips to go around. How are they not all in jail? I go to jail for any of this. Are you... Paul Manafort, 24 hours of isolation. No bail allowed because they think he lied on a bank form. Because they think he may have cheated a little on his taxes. They think he's Charles Capone, Charles Manson. Al Capone and Charles Manson combined. But they're allowed to plant IRS auditors inside a company, and every time they get a tip that the company's going to report good earnings or the company's involved in a merger or the company's involved in a buyout, they all tell everyone above them who tells their local congressman, and everybody makes millions of dollars, and they pay off their mortgage. Are you kidding me? A government employee makes $70,000 a year plus $1 million every year on a tip? Are you freaking kidding me? The whistleblower said lots of people at the IRS get rich from this scheme. In addition, my supervisor planned on informing his manager, who then could contact members of Congress so they could invest and profit from this information. It was a way of securing a comfortable job in one of the boards like the Smithsonian once they retired. Just consider how many individuals could have access to this information and profited while the average American is told it's illegal. The whistleblower says he was pushed out of the IRS in 2004, and charges, trumped-up ones, he says, were brought against him. But he wouldn't be at all surprised if all of this insider trading continued. Unfortunately, I doubt this has stopped. One could not allow this to take place and then suddenly end it, he says. These individuals had planned and budgeted for these events to fund their lifestyle. That type of income generator just doesn't end, he said. It's always hard to take away perks from employees. Just try stopping the free coffee at your office. Here's one more tip to the IRS's Inspector General that he should follow if he isn't as lazy as his press spokeswoman. This is John Crudell talking. On a final note, which you may find of interest, my previous manager had assigned another manager to a highly prized international office, which probably means you get assigned to, like, Paris, to follow American companies in Paris. Everybody wants that job. And they got assigned to that for 2 years because she gave them numerous inside information tips, the whistleblower said. The Inspector General's office was too careful to get this story directly from me. So now everyone gets to read about what could be, I emphasize, a scandal before he does, right here in the pages of the New York Post. And you could bet I'm going to write about this in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Can you imagine? I remember when Billy Walters, a famous guy in Las Vegas, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and a huge Republican donor, by the way, no coincidence, under Obama, they hounded him, they arrested him, they came after him for insider trading, for giving a tip, for getting a tip from his buddy, who was the CEO he played golf with, and Billy Walters made like $15 million on the tip. Well, IRS employees are making millions on tips, and this is considered legal? The people that work for government aren't just getting outrageous salaries, obscene pensions, and obscene healthcare Cadillac gold-plated plans. They're stealing billions of dollars in stock tips. Insider fraud.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War now. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Swiss Wave. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner, or first time listen up, here's your opportunity. An exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners, meaning you don't have to be a doctor. Matter of fact, they don't want you to be a doctor. They want you to be an entrepreneur, a businessman, much better, a businessman or woman. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. It could be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You will have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available and if you qualify, call 800-235-1462. Come on, if you've ever wanted to own a business in your life, this is a great opportunity for a small amount of money. 800-235-1462, 800-235-1462. They are going to be opening clinics all over the United States. See if you qualify to open one of those clinics. 800-235-1462. 1462 or medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So the Clinton... Whoa. That was a stapler flying. The Clinton disease has struck again, which is people who don't like the Clintons just wind up dead again and again and again. The body of investigative journalist Jen Moore was found in her Washington, D.C. hotel room on Monday. That was this Monday. Today's Thursday. So 4 days ago, they found her body after her investigation into an alleged sexual assault by President Bill Clinton. In fact, just 4 weeks before her death, Moore filed details of the alleged victim's claims at the Department of Homeland Security detailing the allegations against Bill Clinton. Moore contacted Homeland Security beginning on July 6th through July 9th, records show. A week later, she contacted the FBI with identical details about the victim and the shocking allegations against Clinton. And now she winds up dead in her hotel room. Can you explain this? How people who always say things about the Clintons that are accurate wind up dead. According to True Pundit, Moore died from a seizure. Employees at Country Inn & Suites by Radisson in Washington, D.C., in Capitol Heights, Maryland, discovered the body. A close friend of Moore, former FBI agent Robin Gritz, had made inquiries with homicide detectives in Prince George County, Maryland on Monday. Preliminary police reports show the death is not a suicide, although as of late Monday, no autopsy has been scheduled. an advocate and investigator who trafficked and abused children. Moore was in the process of looking into allegations made by a 26-year-old man who claimed as a young boy, Bill Clinton sexually assaulted him and pimped him out at private D.C. sex parties where other D.C. elites frequented. Wow, I didn't even know the details. I just knew the headline. I'm reading it with you for the first time here. He claims that Bill Clinton sexually assaulted him as a young boy and pimped him out at private D.C. sex parties. Moore had contacted True Pundit in July with the allegations against Bill Clinton and was able to speak face-to-face with Moore and the alleged victim in several locations. In July, the victim agreed to speak to Payne about what he experienced with Clinton, but along with Moore, the victim wanted to speak to the FBI and Homeland Security first to see if a criminal case against Clinton would be opened before publicizing the claims. Jen thought that with a criminal probe, federal agents could use the victim possibly to dangle in front of Clinton to see if he made a mistake or tried to pay him off. She was worried about the safety of the victim and was working to find him safe harbor until the story broke. Now she's the one who turned up dead. Wow. Now again, let me just state out loud, we don't know if it's true. Anyone could make up anything that happened in childhood. I was always very skeptical of the women who said 40 years ago Judge Roy Moore did something to them. But I don't notice any reports about anyone who claimed that winding up dead. Judge Moore didn't murder anybody. But when you make a claim against the Clintons, funny things seem to happen to you. Your planes crash. Your cars crash. You wind up committing suicide. Quite amazing. Quite amazing. Yahoo published and then quickly deleted an article entitled Russian Collusion Investigation. It was Hillary all along. Do you know how many times I've written that for the Las Vegas Review-Journal? How many times I've said that to all of you on the radio that there was Russian collusion, but it was Hillary and the FISA warrant that was created by the Russians? Hillary paid millions of dollars to Russians to create lies in a FISA, to go out and get a FISA warrant? And somebody else wrote this article at Yahoo.com. They republished an article on Investor's Business Daily titled Russian Collusion Investigation. It was Hillary Clinton all along. And before I could even get on Yahoo to read the article, Yahoo had already deleted it. I'm sure the article says word for word everything I've ever said. It's Hillary Clinton who had the Russian collusion. And by the way, that's why I keep saying it's Saul Alinsky at work here. Saul Alinsky said, look in the mirror and whatever you see, blame it on the other guy. So the Democrats saw massive Russian collusion that they were doing, and they said, what's the best thing we could do to cover it up? Blame the other guy. Blame it on Trump. There was no Russian collusion with Trump, but there was with Hillary. Wow. And you speak about racism. Detroit Democrat Betty Cook Scott, a black Democrat, stood outside polling stations on Tuesday and urged voters not to cast a ballot for an Asian opponent. Scott told the voters, don't vote for Ching Chang. Don't vote for Ching Chong. She calls an Asian woman Ching Chang Ching Chong. I mean, can you imagine if I, a Republican conservative radio talk show host, did that on the air? Made fun of Chinese people and called them Ching Chang Ching Chong? I mean, it's unbelievable. I'd be a racist, but you can get away with it when you're a black Democrat? Incredible. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. I don't even know what to say anymore.
Any product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all locals.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.